Coach, we knew it was going to be a great defensive and goaltending battle here today. Great play there by Brittany Mullett. What else can you say?
Well, I guess it lived up to its billing. I thought both goalies were outstanding. Certainly give credit to their goalie as well. She made some big stops. I don't know how she stopped Steph on that opportunity we had in the second period, but she got a toe on it. And we knew it was going to be that type of game. There was no easy ice for either team. Neither team got much of a second opportunity in terms of rebounds. I think both teams really did a good job, picking people up, going to the net. For a while there in the third period, it got a little more wide open, and there were some chances there. We weren't able to capitalize, but then Britt came up big for us when they put a push on at the end.
You guys had a great opportunity in overtime again by that line of Miller and Huber, and Wyvoda was in on the action as well. Just was great defense there by North Dakota to keep the puck away from the net.
Yep, we talk about all the time in terms of overtime. Any puck to the net's good puck and a good shot. So I think Hubes put one on net, and their goalie didn't handle it real well. We had an opportunity on a rebound, but it wasn't a great opportunity. But still, it was just one of those games where like I said, there was just no easy ice, and we knew whatever if somebody was going to get one, it was going to be a greasy one, and nobody could do it. So it comes down to the shootout, and they got one, we didn't get any.
I had talked to Brittany Mode earlier this week at Media Day about the shootout, because obviously last weekend, Saturday's game could have gone to the shootout, and she was happy it didn't. She's not a big fan of it. As a former goaltender yourself, had you ever played in a shootout, and what are your thoughts about it?
I did once, probably about 1974. I think I was a Bantam. It is tough. It's not an ideal way to end a game. I mean, it comes down to a one-on-one, and certainly the pressure's on those particular players that are on the ice. I guess it's just one of those things where, like I told the team, every point we get is big, and we were able to get at least one this week, today. So we'll take it. Obviously they got the extra point because of the shootout, but, we got one that helps us, and now we got an opportunity tomorrow to get three more.
You picked obvious choice with Stephanie Anderson on the shootout, but you also picked Emma Terrace and Riley Fawcett. What were you thinking with those two?
Those two do very well in our shootouts during the week. Riley's won it maybe twice. Emma's won it a couple times. I mean, they're very good at it. That's why we picked them.
What's it going to take to get a puck past Amsley Benzie tomorrow?
Well, she's not playing, so that helps. at least they said coming into the weekend that Shaw would play, but we just got to continue to play the way we're playing. We certainly don't want to change anything, and we generated. If you look back in that first period, we have Tugin all alone. We had Steph with a loose puck that she fires over the net. I mean, we were creating chances, and that's like I said. As long as we're creating chances, they're eventually going to go in. And tomorrow, if we can get those chances, maybe tomorrow's the day they go in.
Coach, good luck tomorrow. Thanks for joining us here.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.